Don't you ever change, don't you change on me. Don't you ever change, don't you change on me. Don't you change.
Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
If you ever change, it would rain on me. Don't you change.
Singer-songwriter Peter Mulvey was the first musician who played for me in the studio 14 years ago, back when I was so new to Milwaukee that I didn't know where he meant when he said he grew up on the Northwest Side. In the intervening years, Peter's been a frequent guest on Lake Effect, and it's always a treat to have him perform for us. The Milwaukee native lives in Massachusetts now, but he was back in Wisconsin in January to record not one, but two new albums at the Cafe Carp in Fort Atkinson. So we asked him to stop by the studio to chat and to play some tunes from those albums before he headed back east. He started with a tune called Don't You Change.
Love was told me it would be everything they told me, but I won't listen. Baby, are you listening? Now every time you change, when you change on me, now every time you change, now it rains on me. Don't you change. Don't you change. Don't you change.
Peter Mulvey in Lake Effect's performance studio. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Bonnie.
God, what a great new tune.
Thank you. Thank you. I wrote that some years ago, but I wrote that with, I haven't brought it out, but I wrote that with John Seeger, great John Seeger of
it
Milwaukee.
It has his touch.
Right?
I can hear that in there. Yeah, that kind of almost 50s.
Right,
kind
totally. Of, and he was the one who was like, you know, it's underutilized, that lyric. You know, like, that needs to be in a song.
We have to come back with that. Yeah. So I understand you have just, like, laid down some tracks.
Yeah.
It has been a busy weekend.
It has. Yeah. We went out to the Cafe Carp, myself and Sister Strings, who are good friends of mine and clearly rising stars in this city, which I'm so glad to see because they're so good and so deserving. And it, so it was Shanti and Monique, those two, and me, and Nathan Keelan on the miniature drum kit. He plays with Palambra and Wooldridge Brothers. Anyway, we went out to the Cafe Carp and we set up and we made a studio record during the day for about 4 days, and at night, Friday and Saturday, we'd have a whole live show, and we made a live record. That'll be the first track on the live record, and now it's just time to bring these fruits to market.
When do you hope that the albums are going to be released?
I would think, you know, toward the end of this year for one of them and the beginning of next year for the other.
You know,
yeah, I guess which will be, I think, either my 18th and 19th or 19th and 20th record. I don't even know. I'm a little too productive.
Yeah, it's funny because I was driving around in the car the other day and something from Knuckleball Suite popped up on my iPod and I went, wow, I haven't listened to that in a while, and he's done so much since then.
Right, that was halfway back, 2006. It's a little crazy, I guess. I should have seen this coming. Like when you set out to be an artist and you set out to live your whole life that way, well, then I guess you just keep making art, right?
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Right. I don't know why I'm surprised, but I'm surprised. I suppose it's like watching kids grow up or something. Like, you're kidding. Well, I guess there's more songs. Okay.
And there's more things to say and more things to write about.
Right.
And yeah, I always wondered if, because I'm not an artist in that way, and I always wondered, gosh, would I ever feel like I was running out of things to say?
You know, funny enough, driving into the studio today, I was listening to you talk to Kyle Cherik talking about food, and you said you won't run out of things to say. I think that's the secret. Like, I mean, I don't have anything to say if you're asking me, but if you're asking me to look outwards and look at people and look at vital things, you know, people and love and history and time and towns and neighborhoods and all of that, the stuff of life, well, then you don't run out of things to say. Like, I don't have anything to say myself, but there's plenty to talk about because there's plenty that's important to people.
Yeah. And it, as you say, it's the stuff of life, and it's the things that unite us all.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Especially now. What was the process like trying to get two albums done in 4 days?
Oh, I always do this. In fact,
you haven't learned.
No, Shanti and Monique were teasing me about this. They were like, you know what? Like, a bike ride isn't good enough for you unless you're riding like 70 and 100 miles and exhausting yourself, you know? I mean, in fairness, they outworked me, you know? They're 20 years younger than I am. But it was a lot. It was very easy in some ways because all four of us are fairly improvisational artists, and we're interested in being in the present moment. And we're not interested in, like, getting it right and building it up and tracking it and making it just so. We're interested in capturing a feel and a conversation. So mostly we just sat around all day and thought about how we would approach it. You know, they wrote their string arrangements for that tune. Like, Monique was playing, and Shanti was above her, and so it becomes, you know, like that just happened, and then on to the next song, you know, work, work, work.
Yeah, and for me, that is the best part of making music, is that ability to just kind of be there and play off each other and kind of know each other well enough to be able to go, oh, that was cool. I know somebody's going to come up with something here.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. You're exactly right. And the Cafe Carp is that kind of room. I mean, it's been 30 years that I've been playing there, and you can't get more than 60 people in. It's so intimate. That's where I learned sort of that ethos. And also, it's just beautiful. It's like summer camp. Like, we were so sad to go away. Only 100 hours later, after we started, we were done. We'd made both records. And everyone is sort of emerges into their roles. You know, Nathan was sort of the steady Eddie, and Monique was kind of our conscience, and Shanti's the ringer. Like, if you need some dazzle, you just every all three of us look to the left, like, okay, Shanti, rescue us, you know?
So you're going to take it out on the road?
I certainly – well, I will come back here to the Midwest and bring the sisters with me, you know, and Nathan to do always. But, you know, they are educators, and one of them is a parent, and so they're not as drawn to be road dogs the way that I am. Frankly, I'm trying to be a little bit less of a road dog over time. Like, I still play about 120 shows a year, but I think I'm
But that's
ready.
Down from how many?
Down from about 200 when I was dumb enough to do that in my 30s. But I will say I kind of have reached this point where I've seen it. I've done it. It's great. I've played in Amsterdam. I've played in Anchorage. You know, I'm going to still be on the road because that's what I'm good at. I'm a moderate person. I keep myself healthy. But I honestly think I'm perfectly content to just restrict myself to the Midwest, where my blood family is, and the Northeast, where a lot of my audience is, and just maybe I'm done with the Southeast, maybe I'm done with the mountains, you know, mostly, you know, like I'll go to Alaska and the West Coast maybe every year and a half, I'll go to Europe maybe every couple years, but God, I'm sounding like an old tree here, but like I've seen plenty,
yeah,
and I'm very encouraged by all the young people who are coming up and hurling themselves into this thing. That's fantastic.
Well, somebody's got to take your place, right?
Yeah.
And it is that, you know, the song is Don't Change, but of course you do.
Exactly.
And life changes and your interests and needs change.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of those things, it's the grace of getting older.
Yeah, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. It's again, like, it's been such a weekend. You know, I mean, I have to count Bill and Kitty at the Carp as among my mentors. You know, I was 19. I went out there, played my first gig, and the way that they comported themselves and the things that they cared about, it finally squared with, oh, right, I guess my parents are cool. And like, I guess community does matter. And,
darn
you know,
it. They
right.
were right.
And now all of a sudden, you know. Yeah, I think so much. You know, I grew up on the northwest side of Milwaukee, so I think I probably had a different childhood from most most white Wisconsinites. I think that that is fair to say. And then, you know, to come from being an urban and frankly an inner city kid, and then, you know, Shanti and Monique, who are so much younger than I, but we, you know, geographically and sort of culturally, we have a lot in common. And then we wind up, the four of us out at the Carp and like, you know, where Laureen Niedecker, the great mid-century poet, is from. And, you know, I don't know. It made me like strangely hopeful. Like life is big and weird and small and it all gathers together in really small, tangible, simple ways. And that's kind of where the music has been for me lately.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping you will share some of that music. What is this going to be from one of the new albums?
Or? Yeah, why not? Why not?
Give us a taste of a new tune.
Sure. So here's this tune is called Pray for Rain. When your weary tale is too cold to tell, and every stranger's glance turns you away. When the mask you wear is a worn-out shell, and your guiding lights refuse to say. When the pages of your secret book are torn and stained. Oh my child, close your eyes and pray for rain. Now the better angels, they have fled the field, and the people sway to a devil's song. The bitter seeds have all come to fruit, and common mercy deserts the throng. The eyes and the hands of the city on the hill are hard as stone. Oh my friends, close your eyes, you are not alone. Who needs to know when the knowing is easy? You can go, but going is gone. Who's gonna hold you when you're alone and traveling on? Every face you keep in your tender heart, they must make their way in this wind. And although you've worked all of your life, there is nothing you can keep. You can only begin, but I will be just around the curve of the river and the road where they reach the sea. Oh my love, close your eyes and reach for me. Close your eyes and reach for me. Close your eyes and reach for me.
So beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
What a great, I can see why that kind of coalesced everything.
Yeah.
It's such an anthem without being bombastic,
yeah.
You know?
It's just, it felt like a super little quiet hymn, and it felt also absolutely sentimental, which always sets off my warning bells as a writer, and I was like, no, actually, I do have sentiments here. I care about this whole mess. I do.
Sentimentality is not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, we've kind of in our great postmodern way, you know, have kind of put it down and say, no. But we're all sentimental.
Totally.
I mean, we cry at puppies and kittens.
Yeah.
It's part of who we are as a species.
We are hominids.
Yes.
That is what we do.
And there's no shame in it.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. You know, Peter, 14 years we have been sitting in a studio talking to each other.
I know.
It's so cool. And you know I'm getting ready to move on. Change is happening.
Absolutely.
You're changing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Things are happening for you. They're all good things, but
yeah.
It's also hard to leave.
Oh, yeah.
The other stuff. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
It's that life stuff we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You were the first musician I ever had play on Lake Effect for me.
Wow.
I don't know if you knew that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. And so I really am so glad you were in town.
Yeah, thank
and we
you.
Could we could make this happen and I've watched your career and listened to your music and watched that grow and it's been so fantastic.
Thank you.
So I hope you'll come visit upstate New York.
Oh, I will. I will. Yeah. Just
you're not going to be that far away.
Nope.
So
yeah, it's only 300 miles up into the hinterlands and snow.
That's right. So just come in the summer.
All right. I'm on it.
Yeah, when you don't have to worry about it. But I am hoping mm-hmm. that you will go in your back catalog for mm-hmm. me
yeah,
to wrap up today and play the very first song you played for me, which you probably don't remember.
What was it?
Shirt.
Oh, yeah. I would love to.
Would you mind doing that?
Not one
bit.
That
would be very cool.
Light a fire, go burn up all you know. You've had so much time to let it go. Now you're burning letters, or letters in the snow in your backyard.
Singer-songwriter Peter Mulvey in Lake Effect Studio C with Shirt. We also heard Don't You Change and Pray for Rain. All of the songs will be on our website, wuwm.com. Jason Reavy did the recording honors.
Still you like to cry. Couldn't you just cry when you skin your knee? Ain't it hard? It's the same old friends on New Year's Eve to say. Snow falls on the same old leaves, and there's the same old joy, same old hurt, same old corduroy shirt.